In the mid-50s, there was a popular TV show called The $64,000 Question. In order to win the $64,000, you had to answer 11 questions correctly. Several centuries ago, the whole Jewish world debated the same kind of question that Jesus asks in today's gospel. They couldn't decide or make up their minds who Jesus was, the son of a carpenter, Jesus of Nazareth. But he was a wonder worker, and his words and his works were beyond anything that mankind had ever seen before. Jesus asks two questions in the gospel. The first one is a little bit easier than the second one. But the most important question is for our lives and for our eternal destiny. But Jesus said to the apostles, "Who do you say that I am?" And this question cannot be ignored by anybody or anyone from all time. And so that question, if it is ignored, is worse than an atomic bomb or any natural disaster. And if the question is answered wrongly, our fate is sealed as far as eternal life is concerned. And if we reject that question, the door will be closed forever for our eternal happiness. And so God asks that question, Jesus asks the question of the apostles, and he asks of us. He directs that question to each and every one, to you and to me. He directs it to the man sitting in the bar who's forlorn and wonders what happened to his world. He directs it to the politicians in Washington, D.C. He directs it to the grandmother who sits on the porch knitting, and to the pilot who's taking passengers across the Atlantic. He directs that question to soldiers in a foxhole, to students and teachers, to mothers and fathers, to priests and religious, a question that we cannot deny or ignore. Jesus loves us too much, and he stands at our door, always waiting for us to open it. And the real key to the question that he's asking us, that he wants us to open the door for, has only one response, and that is from us. Because the door handle is on the inside, and we're the ones that have to open the door to his love and to his mercy. The great philosophers of all time, including Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates, have wrestled with these questions, trying to unravel the eternal destiny of man, where man is going, why he is made. And even many great minds in this world have not been able to figure out what our human destiny would be like. 2,000 years ago, at the village of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus posed this question to the apostles. And you wonder why it might be Caesarea Philippi, because that's in pagan territory where Jesus had been preaching for the last few weeks, most often in Capernaum and around the Sea of Galilee, which is Jewish territory. But pagan territory was important to Jesus. He wanted to get that message across, that he is the Lord of all people, the Lord of all societies and civilizations. The great pagan god Baal that the people of that time worshipped was centered in the area of Caesarea Philippi. So Jesus took the apostles there so that he would make an impression on them and get them to thinking about who he was, not the pagan gods that the rest of the world worshipped. And so he asked that question to the apostles, and the first question is quite easy. Many of the people looked at Jesus, his disciples, his apostles, and said, "Yes, we know that." People have responded and said, "You are Elijah, or you are John the Baptist, or one of the prophets." But then Jesus had the most direct question, "Who do you say that I am?" And after a few moments and looking at one another, Peter finally raised his head, the stinky old fisherman with calloused hands. And he said, quite matter-of-factly, without hesitation, without doubt, and without any qualifications, "You are the Christ." And so he's proclaiming who Jesus was, that it was revealed divinely to him that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one, the one that came to redeem the people. Most of the time, we probably don't ponder that question, and yet we need to more frequently in our lives. So often, it's easy to ignore the question, and Jesus is asking that we do do not do that. Many times we get confronted about how we should respond. What is the answer? And we often reach a fork in the road where we can either accept our Lord or reject him. If we accept him, we are all in. There are no exceptions. Jesus asks us, as he says in the end of the gospel, that we have to suffer if we're going to follow him, that we have to love everybody, including our enemies, that we have to forgive everybody, including our enemies, that we have to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. There's no other way out. Those that reject Jesus, even if they reject one of his teachings, or the teaching that the Catholic Church teaches us because of Jesus, rejects Jesus entirely. There's no room for cafeteria Catholics. And so we have to be aware of those things. And as Father has said many times in the last few weeks, when we come to Holy Communion and we say amen, we're proclaiming that we accept Jesus in every one of his teachings without exception. As long as there are people on earth, that question will remain, who do you say that I am? And so Jesus tells us in John's gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we either believe that or we don't. So we have to ask ourselves that question every day. Who do you say that I am?